Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But woodland plants are in vogue, so should you get them for your garden? Well, I'm joined now by gardener Mary Staunton. You're delighted with the weather,
I'm
I can see. Absolutely
thrilled. There's so many smiley heads out there. It's amazing. You know, everybody's in good form and it does bring out the best in people. And people do get back out into the garden, which is really important.
Now, woodland plants, and I've been looking at your Instagram.
Thanks very much.
Cyclamen, anemone blanda.
Well done you.
Purple toothwort. Look at me. I have all the names.
Latin names and all. Jeepers.
These are the things you're talking about.
See, years ago when you went into gardens, they were just there. We have cultivated them almost out of our gardens. So now we need to be bringing them back. So the cyclamen is one of those things. You see them at Christmas, but they're the ones that are only there for Christmas. Then you throw them away. These are the ones that are there for years and years and years. And they start off with cyclamen hydrofolium, which is a beautiful little pink flower, ivy-looking leaves. And then the next one is cyclamen coom. And the next one is cyclamen repandum, which is out now. So you have months and months of these beautiful pink flowers in your garden. And as long as you collect the seed and sprinkle them around underneath the deciduous trees, they'll only get better and better over time. And that's just one little job. If you do that, then that's the job. The other one is putting in or having primula and primula vulgaris. So our primroses, native primroses, beautiful yellow primroses.
Gorgeous. They're lovely.
I love them. And do you remember cowslips?
Yes.
Oh, God. They bring back a lot of memories for me. And you don't see them very often now, but they are bringing them back.
I used to go down the field and collect.
Yeah, I know.
Cowslips. And violets and primroses
lovely.
And go back to my mammy and say, and I wasn't
look
I the best
I gotcha.
Girl in the house.
Look what I got you. But that's the thing, you know, I remember those things and so do you. So we need to kind of bring back those I suppose, older kind of beautiful flowers into the garden. And the way to get them back in is to, if you buy one and they'll multiply. So you don't need to buy 20, just get one or two and start them off and then collect the seed and off they go.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be, you know, spraying and don't be hoeing too madly around them.
Let them be.
Yeah, under deciduous trees. And with the primroses in a kind of a, I suppose, in a watery sort of area. So where the water kind of holds a bit. You'll see them in ditches and stuff like that. So then you know if that's what they like.
Mm-hmm. On the banks of streams. They
stunning.
Like those sort of areas, don't they?
Love them. Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to come to some questions now
because
they are coming in. Mm. Someone wants to kill something, first of all. So we'll go there, right?
Lovely.
How do I kill bindweed? So they pulled it up last year. They thought they'd all the roots, but large sections of the hedge have been killed with it, and I'm afraid it's going to reappear this year. You're not mad about killing things, are
not
you?
Mad. Well, you see, when you're killing stuff, you have to use chemical, and chemical doesn't actually work very well on bindweed, which is a good thing, so then we won't be using it. What happens with if you spray chemical onto a leaf that's or a plant that's actively growing? It's a systemic action. So it takes it into the leaf, takes it down the stem, into the root system and kills it. That's the idea. The problem with bindweed is it doesn't get the whole of the root system.
So it's there waiting.
Once there's the tiniest little bit of root system in bindweed, it comes back. That was brought in as an ornamental plant. It's shocking, hard to believe, really, you know.
Look at this lovely thing that torments
gardeners. Yeah, white flower, stunning.
Gardeners.
So what happens is you don't notice it and then it kind of takes over. You just have to be on it. You have to dig it up when you see it. And they're little white, they're very white root systems, very white, every piece. So we try and dig it out all the time.
Right.
And it comes in on, you know, seed, birds, you know, birds bring it in. It's not just that it's you're trying to get it back out of your garden. It's coming in all the time, unfortunately.
Get your spade out. There's not much you can do. Yeah. My lawn is looking a little patchy after the winter, says this listener. Can I sow grass seed now? That's from Irene, who's in Drumcondra.
Yeah, you can, because the ground is warmed up now. So grass seed would do really well starting it off now. And most grass seed are, you know, there's loads of different mixes. One for kids that are kicking a football around, the dogs, you know, taking chunks out of the garden. So there's really good, strong grass seed. And then there's one for kind of an ornamental lawn that you'd look at from
and not
a deck
touch.
Chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So choose the right one for the what's happening in your garden. And yeah, sow it now. And it will have a good feed in it as well. So it comes in, you know, in boxes, and it will have a kind of a, I suppose it has a nitrogen feed in it as well. So it'll do
Does
really
it
well.
Tell us on the box
it
which
tells
one it
you
is.
On box, which is amazing, really. You don't even have to ask me. It says it on the box.
Yeah, well, we need this. And somebody with an Acer. Acer has always come up, don't they?
Just, yeah, they're so beautiful.
So this listener is going to be moving home in the next year or so, and they just want to know how and when do they move the beloved Acer shrub, which is 3 metres by 3 metres. That's a chunky fella.
That's a big fella.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, you can't obviously move it now. You're going to have to prepare it now to move in November, kind of between November and February. So what you do is you dig, it depends on how long it is as well. You know, if it was only in the ground 3 or 4 years, it's much easier. But for the most part, after that, you have to dig a big trench around the circumference of the Acer. Spade depth and spade width. So we're talking a good, you know, and if you can go down 18 inches or so, or whatever it is, 45 centimetres, dig a good trench around out. And what happens then is the root system of that plant gets nice and fibrous and in a ball shape.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's easier to move. And plus you have all those little fibrous roots, and they're the roots that take up the water and the nutrients, not those long ones that are anchoring the plant to the ground. The little fibrous, hairy looking roots, they're the ones we need. And that's why when you do that, you're severing kind of the anchor roots. The little fibrous, hairy roots are growing in a ball, and they will, that's what's going to sustain that plant when you lift it out of there. Next year.
So when you're doing your measurement around it, are you looking at the outside, the bit of the plant that's outside, and you're going, I'm going to go around that on the ground? Is that how you measure it?
Yeah, well, you don't have to go out that wide. I mean, a metre in total. So a metre
from the
circle,
middle of it,
if you like, is plenty. Because what you're doing is you're severing the roots, and you couldn't possibly go any bigger because you wouldn't get it out of the ground. Then it'd be too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they're bringing plants in from Italy and places like that, they prepare them, so they come in a kind of a root ball. They come like in a big round root ball already. So they're digging them out
of
the ground.
They're doing that,
yeah. But they have massive, big, huge industrial machines to do that. You unfortunately have to do all the work where this one is concerned,
so how,
if you want to save it.
How do you mind it while it's shaping itself into its root ball?
So you're going to top dress as you've dug that trench out. You're going to put back in some really good, nice humus-rich compost, you know, really good stuff, and then just keep it watered. And then it'll do its own thing. It'll grow those little fibrous roots in that ball shape.
Do you need to feed it?
No, you can leave it
just
alone.
Leave
it's grand.
It.
It's getting all its nutrients, you know, from down in the ground. The other thing you can do, I know it's a, you know, to take a plant like that and if maybe it's in the ground 15 years is difficult. You can take a graft of it. You can do an air layer of an Acer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy on Instagram. He air layers these amazing Acers, huge, huge, big trees. Fantastic. And he does this kind of layering technique. Incredible, you know, so it's kind of well worth looking at something like that. So if you physically can't get it out of the ground, that's the other thing you can do. And you can do a layer kind of now around this sort of time. And then the sap rises, goes into that new, where you've cut off and put in sphagnum moss, it goes into that and creates a root system on one branch. You mightn't get the whole tree, but you get a branch.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know.
You could leave the Acer there and you could get a new
for the next
one
people.
When you go to the new house. That's my solution. Thank you, Mari.
You're very welcome.
Mari, thank you so much. And look out for Mari Staunton on Instagram, because she's got some great stuff going on there. Thanks to everybody who got in touch today. Back with you tomorrow, the team. Cormac McDonagh on sound. Our producers, Alex Russo, Dee King and Helena O'Toole. Research by David O'Connor. And our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane. See you tomorrow.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.